Now the time in the show when we make you hungry. This summer morning edition is taking a tour of the nation's farmers markets and seeing the array of fruits and vegetables that could end up on our plates. NPR's Jennifer Ludden went to a farmers market here in Washington, D.C. for this look at an old-fashioned favorite, rhubarb.
Rhubarb looks something like celery, but its big, firm stalks can be green or red. Jim Crawford of New Morning Farm has been growing this vegetable in Pennsylvania for nearly four decades, and long ago he even started buying it from his neighbors. He noticed this tart-tasting perennial was languishing in their gardens, unharvested.
It sounds funny, but it was kind of common that people seem to have that attitude about rhubarb.
Dismissive.
Yeah, dismissive, right. And then, of course, when they got $1.60 a pound for it, they said, hey, you know, maybe this stuff is worth something.
In recent years, Crawford's seen a resurgence in demand for rhubarb, often fueled by nostalgia, as with customer Ed Kale. He says he doesn't actually buy it a lot.
But I grew up with rhubarb, and it reminds me of my grandmother and my mother, and they made these luscious pies. I'll probably just buy it and let it rot in my refrigerator. But I have aspirations, either to make a pie or nothing else. They make this killer rhubarb jello bowl.
Kale admits that sounds kind of gross, but he swears rhubarb in fruit-flavored jello makes a great buffet dish.
Okay.
Over at the cash registers, Janet Katz says rhubarb makes her nervous.
I don't know, I'm afraid. I've cooked everything but rhubarb, but I've never tried rhubarb. I'm afraid it'll be too sour or chewy or something.
Yeah. Crawford finds this a lot, so he posts a helpful hint sign.
It's the easiest thing in the world to cook. It takes about 5 minutes. You just chop it up and put some sweetener with it and put it in a pan with a tight lid. And in about 5 minutes, it just melts like butter.
Crawford sweetens his with maple syrup, but sugar works too. He likes rhubarb sauce over ice cream. He also puts rhubarb in jam, chutney, and a whole array of pies, not just the classic strawberry rhubarb combo.
In fact, I really like it better with apples. It's really good with raspberries. It's really good with peaches.
Whatever's in season, Jim Crawford says rhubarb gives it pizzazz. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm looking at a recipe right now for rhubarb pie on our website, npr.org. Seriously, it only takes a few ingredients to make this, so you should really check it out.
Yum, yum.